You may have noticed that gas prices are low, relatively. They could go lower. Interest rates remain attractively low, too. And so perhaps it's no surprise that Americans are buying cars. Ford announced today that in the past 3 months, it made $1.9 billion profit. That's a 44% jump from the same period a year ago. And this comes about a week after GM reported strong sales, too. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us with more on this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with Ford. Why are they doing so well?
They're doing really well, as you just said. I mean, record-level sales. And most of it can be attributed to really strong demand for pickup trucks and sports utility vehicles. As you mentioned, gas prices are down. People are buying trucks. But they're not just buying, you know, your standard model truck. They want the higher-end models. Those are what's really boosting sales and boosting the income of Ford and also GM. But they're, you know, they're going for these models that have the massaging seats and panoramic roofs. So the chic pickup trucks is where it's at right now in this market.
Yeah, I see. And the best-selling vehicle in North America has been the F-150 pickup truck.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, they discounted the lower-priced model of this one. And now instead, that's the XLT version of the F-150 and, you know, offering discounts of around $7,000. Which is, Ford says, is typical of, you know, business of, you know, in their business for you know, end of model year. But overall, the share of $50,000 and up pickup trucks sold in the U.S. has more than doubled in the last 5 years.
And as we know, these companies are now global companies. How are sales overseas? Because we're hearing about the stock market having trouble in China, and obviously everything that's been going on in Europe with Greece. Is Ford doing well overseas, and are other auto companies?
Well, you know, indeed, things have gotten much more difficult overseas, particularly in Europe, where that's one part of the world where Ford reported losses in the second quarter of $14 million in Europe. Softer conditions in China, certainly, but Ford did post a record high 4.6% market share in China amid this broader economic slowdown. But they've had to, you know, adjust their expectations for the year as the stock market declines and heavy headwinds facing Ford and all these automakers overseas right now.
We did see that Volkswagen has sped past Toyota today to become the world's number one selling automaker. What is Volkswagen's secret? Why is it doing so well?
Why is it doing so well? Well, you're right. They outsold Toyota, and they said that its affiliate sales, Toyota's affiliate sales, were down 1.5% through June. Volkswagen said that it sold 5 million vehicles in the same period. GM was in third with 4.9 million vehicles. They're just having a good run at the moment. Their current models are doing extraordinarily well compared to Toyota in the U.S. market in particular.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal as we see some strong auto sales for the last few months. Ford announcing today that its profit was up 44% compared with the same period a year ago. Jason, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.